Oh, hey. I didn't see you there. How's it going? It's Mark. It's time for another episode of the Ambient Barn. On tonight's episode, we are traveling down the rain-slicked streets of some cyberpunk metropolis. A neon sun sets in the distance, and inside your mirrored aviators, the world is reflected.
City I once knew as home is teetering on the edge of radioactive oblivion. A 300,000 degree baptism by nuclear fire. I'm not sorry. We had it coming. A surge of white hot atonement will be our wake-up call. Hope for our future is now a stillborn dream. The bombs begin to fall and I'm rushing to meet my love. Please remember me. There is no more.
I feel alive. With the strength of 100 hands. sumptuous and cool, in pursuit of happiness, we'll find a way. Maybe we could just run away. Maybe we could just run away. Maybe we could just run away for good, 'cause we're both misunderstood.
That was Electric Youth with Runaway from the album Inner World, which is one of my favorites of this genre. Before that was The Midnight with Lost Boy from the album Kids, and kicking it all off was Gunship with Tech Noir. So what is tonight's genre? Tonight we're listening to synthwave, which is a retro-inspired genre of electronic music drawn from 80s genre films and video games. I would say it's relatively new as a genre of music, maybe going back 10, 15 years at most. One of the first mainstream breakthroughs for the genre came with the soundtrack to the 2011 film Drive. And for those of you who listen to this show, you know that sometimes I like to play extra tracks from the artists I love. So I'm going to play another Electric Youth song right now, which is from the soundtrack to Drive. This is A Real Hero. Thank you.
The year was 1986. He was a teenager like any other, dreaming of his heroes and in love with a girl. But on a thunderous night along a ragged coast, a mysterious red car came to him, its power lighting his eyes blood red. In a flash, all was lost in a hellfire of twisted metal. When our hero emerged from the burning wreckage, he and the car had become one, their souls spliced forever, leaving him to wander the night alone, invisible to everyone but her. We'll be right back.
is moving, yeah, let's start it on three. Turn up the temperature to 90 degrees. I'll make my stands. You take your chances on me.
Track is hella fun. We will be right back.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. This week we have food and feelings with Jarell Guy's new cookbook that helps us take care of ourselves when we need a boost. Also, food writer B. Wilson sheds light on the emotional lives of kitchen tools. It's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11. On Radio Catskill.
Take a dive into the deep end, the ultimate rock music journey. Deep cuts, live tracks, and rare gems from rock, psychedelia, country, jazz, and blues. Experience the deep cuts on the deep end. Friday nights at 10, only on Radio Catskill.
This is Callison Stratton, host of Liberation Station, a show that highlights the work of female and femme presenting performers. Liberation Station airs Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, only on Radio Catskill.
All right, so earlier I mentioned that Drive, the Nicholas Winding Refn film from 2011, was one of the main cultural touch points of synthwave. There's another one. Which happened a few years later. What is it, you may ask? You're going to have to wait. We're going to answer that a little bit later in the episode. But for now, here is Calm Truths with VHS Sex.
VHS 6.
Man, that was quite a block of music. Within that block of music, there was a band called Laserhawk, another one called Future Cop, another one called Miami Nights 1984. I mean, what? Those names are amazing. Synthwave definitely gets like A pluses across the board with their names. Band names are just awesome. And which song belongs to which band, it almost doesn't even matter. Synthwave is kind of interchangeable. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, it all sounds like it comes from one place. It's a vibe, and one that I could live in for quite a while. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Stranger Things. That's the answer. That's the second major cultural touch point for synthwave.
Support comes from Garnet Health Medical Center, Catskills. From inpatient and outpatient care to primary, urgent, and specialty care with Garnet Health doctors in Sullivan County. Exceptional lives here. Learn more at garnethealth.org.
Looking for things to do? Check out Radio Catskills Community Calendar. Find out what's happening or submit your own event. The Community Calendar at wjffradio.org.
On the next Radiolab?
What the left used to tell you is, look, you're just born this way.
Of course we are born that way.
We didn't just wake up one day and decide to be gay.
None of this has anything to do with culture.
It was something we were born with.
None of this has anything to do with nurture.
A new study found there is no single gene that
born this way
that can determine a person's sexual orientation.
Myth.
Born this way? That's on the next Radiolab.
Wednesday afternoon at 2 on Radio Catskill.
This Week in This American Life, when Jennifer was 3, she lived in an